RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, hosting Song 2 for you. Now, we are still on the hunt to prove that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We are four seasons in and are yet to really hit on whether it is or is not. And today we have a truly special guest, Poz Nuos, one of the legendary members of De La Soul. Known for their innovative approach to hip-hop and their unforgettable lyrics, De La Soul has changed the game since their debut record, 3 Feet High and Rising. In this episode, Poz will delve into the fascinating world of tracklist, an often underappreciated aspect of album making. He'll discuss how the sequence of songs can influence the listener's experience and why the second track holds particular significance in crafting an album's narrative. But he's not sure that it is the best by definition. Check out my two-part interview with Poz, available on RTL Play. So, let's get into it, shall we?
Peace, y'all. This is Posh Plug One. I'm from the group De La Soul, transmitting live in your ear. And we are... I'm sorry, let me do it again.
Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are action for monkeys. Doing hip-hop hustle no...
Thank you very much for being so gracious with that. Now, I run a podcast called Song 2, Poz, and in that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree and to speak a little bit on track listing in general. So, Poz of De La Soul, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
You know, it's interesting because for you to say that, I remember distinctly that I remember Monica Lynch, who I love dearly, who was like the president of Tommy Bell Records. I remember saying that, like, you know, the second or third record is, you know, we're finding out and realizing that that's the position where people want to hear something that takes them someplace. So, you know, we love the way you put together your record, but you got to make sure that that single is somewhere in that position.
But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my...
So it has been something that has been told to me, but I do really feel like it has been shown that it doesn't always have to be there. You know, we had songs like our title track to our album, Stakes and I, was nowhere near, you know, the front of the album. A lot of amazing records and big hits made by people like Drake and everyone else, it'll be these songs that are like the 13th on the list, track listing.
Mm.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my De La clothes or is it just... What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try.
So I think these days, I would definitely say no. But I do recall being told that, and I think that a lot of us as artists in the 90s fell in suit with listening to the labels and putting our so-called what would be our single at that position.
Now you tease my plug one style and my plug one spectacle. You say plug one and two are hippies, nowhere, not just pure plug four.
Yeah, the magic number was track two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, but you know, well, but look, I'm just saying, but look where me, myself, and I...
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, like...
It did cause me some issue with those two tracks, I've got to be honest with you.
It's just me, myself, and I... Me, myself, and I.